Buckeye Institute President Robert Ault says the lawsuit was filed on behalf of three employees who don't live in Columbus and weren't allowed to work in Columbus during the stay-at-home order, but were being taxed by Columbus.
It's not just unfair to the employees, it's unfair to the other municipalities that are performing those services that are being deprived of tax revenues that they would otherwise be entitled to.
Ault says thousands of Ohio workers are in this situation, with potentially millions of dollars at stake. Columbus City Attorney Zach Klein wrote in a statement that cities are losing massive amounts of tax revenue during this pandemic while trying to protect and help their communities. And this is not the time to have what he called a philosophical battle about taxes. Karen Kassler, The Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.